How good was your goalie tonight?
Really good, the first period especially. You know, we forced him into a couple of saves with some turnovers. And then I thought we did a pretty good job after that, letting him see the pucks. That's a fine, sorry. letting him see the puck, but real solid. And then, of course, you get to the shootout, and the one save he made is worth four or five. They didn't get all those other pucks to the net, but... really happy for him. It's just such a good sign at that age to come out, take a little bit of a breather, and then be able to go back in a tough building for us to win in and throw in a game like that.
What stands out from your team game through the 60 minutes to get you to overtime and then the shootout?
Our pace, like from after the first period of the Carolina game, we're back skating the way I think was competing on pucks and battling, and when it all goes bad, getting a block, you know, and then of course then we also got a save. So and then some guys emerging for me, you know, Jake Trouba skated these last couple of games as well as I've ever seen him skate, and powerful and strong. Really like Benny Sherratt's game. Now I say that, you know, those other fellows, a lot of big minutes back there, were really, really good, but I liked the way Armia played later in the game, and lots of confidence with the puck, and I thought the Lions really handled opportunities well. They played to their skill set, each line a little different, and they were good.
How were you able to limit those second chance opportunities?
I think first positioning, right? So we're not chasing the game, we're not behind it. We didn't give up nearly as much through transition and off the rush as we do in this building. You know, we've got a shooter out, but they got a big driver out on their back end too, a guy that brings the puck pretty well up the ice. So, but we did a nice job not getting into very few odd man situations that we were able to then clear what was left in front.
Coach, you touched on it a little bit, but just how important of a win was it for your team to win in this building in this kind of circumstance tonight?
And coming off, you know, we played a great game in Colorado, and it was a real team kind of building win, but we've been searching for that time to get on some sort of a roll here to get that good feeling, and you need a game like this to give you a chance.
Well, sometimes people say it's good to get on the road to maybe change the vibe, but the last few days have really been dramatic for this team. A couple wins and the Dustin signing, and it's really changed the vibe around
here. So I will, the on-ice product the last two games for me is a function of preparation. Every team has to find its soul, you know, how it gets itself ready. And we've been right there the last two games, as good as we have been all year in terms of wired into the game and ready to go. I think having, you know, that's a big deal. That's a kind of shift of your season when you get a guy like Buff signed, and it's positive and exciting.
Do you feel like you got back to your identity too in these last two games?
Yeah, I think so. Our identity is a little different than it was last year, and it's going to be probably going forward. You know, you know, we can make some plays, and we've got some skill in our lineup, but we've had a harder time this year marrying the two. You know, being hard on the puck, we've got players here that aren't going to run guys over anymore and drive right through them, but they can still be hard on the puck, and I thought we did a good job of finding that balance.